Hi, my beautiful people. This is Femi Shavery, and I am here with your daily devotion. We are on day 16 of our 30 days of elevation. I am so excited that you guys are here. I'm happy that you are here. If you are new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I don't know how you heard about us, but I'm so grateful that you have, and I'm so excited to share this episode and any other episode that you find yourself drawn to. I hope that it provides you with a sense of clarity, understanding, support, and makes you feel heard, seen, and appreciated and valued right where you are as you are on your own interpersonal journey. If you have already been a subscriber, you have been a supporter. Or you've been a follower, you've been a part of the tribe for days, weeks, months, years at this point. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. Thank you for your dedication and the allowance of me being used as a vessel in your life to help you on your interpersonal journeys thus far. This has been an incredible gift. It is something that I'm super grateful, excited, and happy about, and I don't take it lightly. So thank you guys so very much for your continued support, love, and adornment. I really appreciate it all. So if you're new here, this is your first time hearing one of these episodes, we are following the 100 Days of Believing Bigger devotional journal by Marshawn Evans Daniels. This is a 30-day elevation journey that we are on. I have already completed the 30-day fast. If you want to revisit those particular episodes, please start from January 1st up until this point. You will find the fast that also has daily devotion supporting of it. And there's also another devotional series that we released last July throughout September. So please find that as well if you are interested in the fasting aspects of the daily devotions. This particular elevation journey is about ushering in the theme that we are currently in, which is spring 2024. The theme for this particular year is exalted elevation. So this particular 30-day journey, it supports the elevation, the steps, the tips, the things that you're navigating through, the ways that you're navigating through, the expansion that you're currently on as we're navigating through this particular year. Here we are mid-March already, almost at the end of March, nearly at the six-month mark of the year. So much has happened, so much has transformed, so many things have transpired, and we have definitely shifted and changed in many ways. And so it's a beautiful time to sit with the truth of where it is that you're working on, what you're needing to work through, what it is you're working on, how it is you're expanding and releasing certain things and aspects of your life, and also how you're navigating through this so-called space that we're all in our own way. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into day 16. I'm going to just start and say with you guys, I feel so elated right now. I just feel this burst of renewal, just flourishing in this sense of unity, this sense of partnership, love, feelings of deep passion. Like, I feel like reward is here, right? I feel like finally people are beginning to see the fruit of their labor. People are finally at that place where they're able to sit in the reality that life has definitely changed. Their perspectives have changed. The ways they show up has changed. Their ability to navigate through life in a different way and how they see it has changed. And I feel as though we're standing in this space almost with our hands overflown with the blessings, the opportunities, the unifications, the everything that we've been praying, hoping, wishing comes to pass, like we've been doing the work for, and we're finally beginning to see the buds of that. And it is really beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. The completion of so many cycles, right? The completion of so many chapters. The story has changed. The story of how you have viewed your past, your partnerships, your health, your relationship to self, your identity, how you view what you value, your beliefs, what that actually looks like for you. Do you value the symbolism of something more than the depth of what it actually means? And I say that, let me just say this in a sense of, to give you guys an example of what I mean by do you value the symbolism versus the depth of what that actually means is, so I, my fiance and I had a conversation with someone. And of course, my fiance is military, so people love to show how patriotic they are when they are in the midst of someone who may be of military, right? And so the way they speak about it and they correlate it with the flag, okay? So it's so significant, and I love hearing my fiance speak because he is just such, I love to hear his passion, but I also love the fact that he allows other people to express what they feel, and then he comes back with some facts based on the real deal of what he actually has made a career. And it provides a new dimension for those who are just attached to a symbolism of something. And unsurprisingly, okay, the topic comes up about the flag and how patriotic this person was. And in a way for this person to express how patriotic they felt they were, even though they are not military, but they're so patriotic about the flag, right? And it correlates with the situation with Kaepernick, right? Now, let me just say this. This is not about politics, but it's politics and everything. So let me just say this without going too much into the depth of it. And this is not even the topic of this, you know, what I'm trying to say. But I guess this is going to correlate with the overall message for today. But correlation of the, you know, Kaepernick and how this person felt as though the kneeling was disrespectful to the flag. Okay, catch that. The kneeling was disrespectful to the flag. Mind you, this person is not military, but they feel very patriotic about the flag and feel like the football game should be bringing people together, even though nationally we all know that football can tear people apart because of the opposing teams. But technically, let's just keep it surface for this, okay? The football game should be bringing people, it should have brought people together, but it was bringing people further apart because someone kneeled, which was disrespectful to the flag. Now, that's the synopsis of it, right? It's the how dare you do that to disrespect the country. Okay. Now, mind you, my fiance, again, is military. He has been deployed over 6 times. He has all these medals. He's just a very decorated piece of the military, okay? But he's also from the south side of Chicago, okay? Let's be clear. He's a very intellectual person. He has all of these wits about him, but he is from the south side of Chicago. So when you're speaking about the correlation of what a symbolism of something is versus the depth of what the symbolism should stand for, that becomes a bit of a deterrent from the purpose. So we're sitting here and we're having a conversation and I'm listening, I'm observing, because this isn't my conversation until it's time for me to, when he taps me in, he knows I go in. So I'm waiting. I'm just sitting and I'm waiting. And of course, my mind is going, my spirit is feeling a thing, but I'm not saying anything. I'm quiet and I'm watching and I'm just standing beside, you know, listening to my man talk. Okay. Nah, y'all hear that, my man? Okay, anyway, so he's speaking and he's saying, you know, about the synopsis of, you know, the military, the basis of it, how he did not view it as disrespect. And most military, a lot of military people did not view it as disrespect because they understood the depth of what the thing was, the cause was, the reasoning was, right? And the guy made a statement and he said he should have used his platform, he should have used his platform for that cause. And oh God, that set me off, because first of all, that is his platform. Anybody who is, no matter what your platform is, your podcast, your social media account, your stage you perform on, it's your platform. Wherever you have an opportunity to be in front of a crowd of people and make a stance, that is your platform. So anyway, so I didn't say anything. So then I said, well, let me just say this. Okay, let me just say this. And so my fiance, as he does, you know, taps me in. Okay, I'm tapped in. And I said in very simple terms, I said, I understand that. I said, but understand, I am someone also who comes from a military family. When I say I come from a military family, I come from a military family. Both sets of grandparents have been veterans, decorated veterans for the Korean War as well as Vietnam, drafted. Okay, no option to choose to go, but you go. You come back from a forced war you're put into, and you are seen as the mutt of the land for the very country you were there to defend, or you were there in support of. You are now viewed as less than humanity in general, not just by the people who opposed the war, but by the people who view you as less than just because you are of a different skin color. OK, so I let this person know who was stating, you know, I'm so patriotic. And I said, you know, I asked my grandfather, like, would you do it over? This is my Marine grandfather, I asked. And he was like, what did he say? He said, yes. Or I said, absolutely not. He said, no, unequivocally, no, he wouldn't. He doesn't regret his life. But if he had a choice, that wouldn't have been the path he took because of everything that came from that. Not agreeing with the war you're going into. Also coming back after you've risked everything, including your life, to be still viewed as less than. You're not honorable. You're not someone that they deem as prideful. You didn't even get your medals until decades later. You understand? Like, there's so many different things that go into that. And then I added, you know, one of the things that is so significant to me is that people always state that they're patriotic when it comes to a flag, but they don't understand that that's not a honor to the people who sacrificed everything for that flag that doesn't even represent or doesn't even uphold what it should uphold when it comes to one nation under God, indivisible, right? It does not, in order for me to have to speak out about injustice against one or another that may look like something different than me. Culture, creed is different. Different place of the world is different. Their beliefs may be different. They still represent one nation under God. And the fact that I have to make it a point to take a stance to remind you that not all of us are free under this flag, that's the problem. And that's when people have to understand you are signifying, you're solidifying your value by stating you are patriotic or you really believe in something, whether it be religion, whether it be politics, whether it be whatever it is you're saying you believe in. It's important to understand that, yes, you may honor and value a symbol of that thing. You may value what this physical, tangible thing may be. However, if you do not embody what that thing stands for and what it's really birthed to create, then you don't really believe in that of which you say you do. So that is when you believe more in a symbolism opposed to really the depth of it, because you don't live by the principles that it represents. And so we're sitting here and we're having this conversation, and the person couldn't believe it. First of all, you got two melanated people, very highly educated, but also really, 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 really diverse in their ways of thinking. Never once did we mention just one set, culture, creed, or ethnicity. It's all, because it isn't just one. It's all of the injustices that happen under this flag. It's all of the injustice of the people that are stating that they believe in one thing, but you are restricting the rights of another. This is all a part of what the problem is. It's a melting pot of chaos, confusion, and discord that goes against the very principles that this flag was supposed to be birthed to represent. And so when you speak about what you stand for, what you believe, what you expect to happen, what you value, what you honor, it's important to understand the foundational aspect of that of which you're claiming. And I want people to really, really sit with that and really, really get real with that and understand that when we're speaking about even this year of election, right? And this is not what I was going to talk about, but I guess this is what's needed to be talked about. So let me just go ahead and say this. Whatever your votes may be, wherever it is you feel you are casting your vote and whatever, exercise your right to do so. Because yes, family members such as my own, who are not considered ancestors as of yet because they're still amongst the living, sacrificed everything because my grandmother is in her 80s. My grandfather is in his 80s. And there was a time when they were not allowed to vote in this lifetime. Yet they are still amongst the living. My grandmother was amongst the first in Texas of African-American women who were able to get a degree in the late 70s, early 80s. Okay. Now, mind you, I was born in 84. So this is early 80s. She was able to get a degree in something other than being a secretary. Because prior to that, only Caucasian women were able to get a degree as a secretary, as a whole, period, go to college, period. My grandmother had to go to night school because they didn't allow you to go during the day. So I want you guys to understand that there's so many different aspects to voting and exercising your right. You have a right to do whatever you want. My fiance is currently in the military and currently coming up off deployments. Why? Fighting for your freedoms to do what? Do as you choose. The freedom to say, I don't agree with that. The freedom to speak out against what you feel is wrong. The freedom to utilize your rights to exist amongst the living. So I say that to say, as you are navigating through this electoral year, yes, pay attention to the primaries when it comes to the presidents and all of that. That's great, wonderful, whatever. But most importantly, most significantly, what impacts you locally is your local legislation. Please, 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 please educate yourself on what that is. What are the hierarchies? Who are your mayors? Who are your lieutenants? Who are your governors? Who are your city councilmen? Who are your chiefs of staffs? Who are your local chief of police, sheriff departments? Who are your deputies? Who are your judges? Who are your people who represent your precincts? Who are your people judicially that are in your communities that are currently up for recall, up for voting in, or their term has ended and they are going up for re-election? This is important. This is important because this also dictates school board. This also dictates the finances that go into nonprofits, the finances that go into your city governments, your funding for the people who don't have resources. This goes into your schools. This goes into the rights when it comes to public libraries, when it comes to books that can be in the schools, when it comes to the rights for people, for women's rights, male rights, health insurance, all of these things, all the way down to the taxes for land, the ownership, you know, every aspect of your local existence depends on your local government. And it's important for you to understand who it is that you are or are not voting for. So I will say this to you again, coming from a family who is not just military, but also political, different facets of it. Have family that do everything, and we have a strong, heavy foundation when it comes into the big part of how the state runs, you know? Anyway, I'm going to say this. Please do not just cast a vote on anyone. I don't care what they color, creed, political titles, or I don't care about none of that. Don't just straight ballot do whatever just because everyone's doing that, because I need you to look at the condition of your cities. I need you to look at the condition of your schools. Look at the conditions of your workforce. Look at the conditions of the health access that people have to resources when it comes to funding, when it comes to assistance, when they lose their jobs, when their health is at you know, for whatever reason. Look at your statistics in the communities you live in and look at who has the most power to change it, sway it, or shift. This is important. This is necessary. So if you are utilizing your right to vote, I highly, highly, highly suggest you take your time before, because there's things going on right now when it comes to voting that's important for you to understand. Do not wait until the last minute and then realize you can't vote because of whatever reason. If you're unsure if you're eligible to vote, please do your research and figure that out. Find that out. Find out what district you're supposed to be voting in, who's representing what, where they're actually impactful. And if they are not impactful, do not be afraid to go against that. It's important, because at the end of the day, your children, your lives, and your neighbors are affected by what happens locally, not necessarily by government as a whole when it comes to the president. Yes, the president is over a lot of different things, but there's still a lot the president doesn't even control. So it's important for you guys to understand how legislation works, the hierarchy, and also most importantly, where that falls when it comes to casting a vote. Okay, this is important. There's so many different aspects to voting. It is not just about going and standing in a line and checking a box. It is literally about understanding how choosing these people affect your day-to-day life, because they do. They do. And so we're sitting here. It's important for you to do your due diligence, do your research, look at the people who are really making an impact in your communities. Look at the people that are really making an impact in your life day to day right now. Prior to election, where were they? Prior to election season, how much did they do? How much have they been really invested in your communities prior to them needing to come up for an election? Because if they didn't do anything prior to being elected, I can guarantee you they ain't gonna do much when they are. This is about understanding the people that really make the biggest impact in your communities are the people who, first of all, politics is funded by the money. It's money. It's money. It's money. Whoever has the most financial, they win. Okay. And they win even if they're not good, especially if they're not good. But they got the money, they got the people that are bidding on them, they're doing the fundraisers, they're doing all of that. That is something that you have to consider and understand. Not all is fair when it comes to politics and community. So it's important for you guys to really, really, really focus, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what state you are in, no matter what part of the country, no matter where it is that you reside. If this is a time for you and you are of a legal age to vote and you're exercising your right to vote, I highly, highly suggest you do your research. Do not be fooled by slogans. Do not be fooled by people's popularity on the internet. Do not be fooled by who someone is co-signed by. Do your due diligence and do the work it takes to really ensure that you are electing the right people. These people are going to be in these elected seats for the next duration of the election term. It is important for you. It is so important for you to not only vote for these people, but hold these people accountable when they take their seat. Okay? And the problem is, so many people don't even know who these people are. You have no idea who your local legislation is, but you have everything to say when it comes to the presidents. I need you guys to focus on what matters the most. Yes, presidential election matters the most, but what you are mainly impacted by is what happens locally. Because even though at the top tier, the president can pass all of these bills and all these laws, your state governor, your mayors, your city council, they control the funding in your cities. They control the aspects of legislation and resources in your city. They control on a local level the rules, the laws, and the different things that are implemented to either assist the communities or restrict the communities, depending on what the circumstances or issues are. So it's important for you to do your due diligence and really, really research what is changing, what has changed, what is up for changing, and what someone is actually standing on, not just what they're running by, but what they're actually standing on when it comes to their political presence. Okay. Also, when it comes to off of the politics, I'm done with that, but voting, I'm done with that. This is also when it comes into your relationships and your career and all of that. Your wealth is going to be in your ability to attain the knowledge that you need to be able to flourish in what it is you're investing in. If you do not educate yourself on the type of partner you have, the type of partners you need, the type of job you need, the tools and resources you need to really be successful in that particular environment, you will not succeed in this season. You're just not going to, because where we are going is going to be dependent upon where you are and how much you're going to be evolving. If you're stuck somewhere, you're feeling like you're not growing, you're not expanding, you don't have the knowledge you need, you don't have the resource you need, you're not doing what it takes to get it, you will be left behind and stagnated. And that is not going to be a great feeling, because so many opportunities are flowing in, so many possibilities are flowing in. But if you're not doing your due diligence, you're not going to be in the position you're wanting to be in to really succeed the way that you're really wanting to. There's a huge rebirth happening. There is a huge turn of events that are occurring. There's a big renewal energy that is coming through when it comes to how we communicate, how we see things, how we execute things, and how we show up in spaces we're invited into. This is about really allowing yourself to move in that healed version of, I already know what I need to do. I'm knowledgeable about what I need to do. I am communicating in a way that is sufficient to where it is I'm heading. And I'm not afraid of what it may look like on the outside. This is exercising your choices, exercising your rights, understanding what those things are, understanding what it is. Some people, think about people like this, people who purchase insurance, right? You purchase insurance, you're paying these premiums every month, you're doing what you're, whatever, you're doing the bare minimum of what you need to do as far as keeping the insurance order in case something happens, but you don't even know what your insurance actually covers. So when something happens, unfortunately, you're in a situation where you're having to scavenger hunt to make sure that your doctor is covered. Make sure that you understand what your copay is. Make sure that you have the resources you need to actually get something done or checked or whatever. So it's important for you during this time to review, especially if you're starting a new job. You're starting a new job, you're signing up for benefits. Do yourself a service and utilize those benefits, resources, educate yourself to understand where it is you are, what it is that you're looking at, and what it is that you have the opportunity to study or learn about or really get into. It could be resources when it comes to something as a health club fitness, or when it comes to dealing with people who are, vision care, health care, therapy, anything. You know, there are so many different benefits that your company may have that you're not even aware of because you're only looking at the medical and you're looking at, oh, just let me go get my annual exam. But there is so many other aspects of the health insurance that you don't even utilize. You're wasting all this money paying for premiums on things that you don't even take a part in. So this is going to be a great strategy in understanding where you are, what it is that you're doing, what it is that you're needing, and how to get your health in order, get your mental health in order. There are also things with your work or just in life in general. You can utilize your resources locally on how can I get my home fixed? What is it that I can do to get assistance with whatever it is I'm trying to get assistance with? There are so many resources that are not being utilized. And that's going to also be during this political year. A lot of things are going to be taken away because they're not being utilized. And there's not enough noise being made about the importance of these things that are really significant. So just really do an evaluation over your home, over your career, over your life, over your relationships in general, and get out of the fight or flight energy. This is no fight or flight. This is standing firm and where it is you are, what it is you want, what it is you need, and where it is that you stand when it comes to building a foundation that is going to be able to be lucrative for you moving forward in all aspects, not just finances, but also when it comes to health, wellness, beauty, and partnership. It's important. You're committing to things that follow and represent your beliefs, that really really, really, really solidify where you are in life and where it is you're wanting to go and what it is that you're really investing in. That is how you're able to really communicate in a way that you are. That's how you're able to really intellectualize things differently and participate in a way that does not demean your intelligence. That's going to be important. Not allowing yourself to just be in a space because it's convenient or it's cool or everyone expects you to be because you've been there before. Getting out of the energy of stagnancy, but most importantly, getting out of the energy of repetition. You're not even that same person anymore, but you speak like someone who's still bitter. You speak like someone who's still angry. You speak like someone who's still hurt. You speak like someone who has been left out in the cold. So this is you coming up out of that energy, focusing on the love of things, passion of things, being able to express, being open to people expressing this to you. This is a very special time when it comes to unification of all things, because you're going to find out where you stand exactly with the people that you care about the most. This is about really allowing yourself to be honest about what you want, open about what you want, and more receptive to what's being said, even if it's some hard truths, because hard truths are required in order to grow to new levels. Understanding what it takes to be a real partner, understanding what it takes to be a real friend, understanding what it takes to be a real employee, leader, a student, whatever, learning how to be better at where you are instead of fight or flight, trying to get out of it because you don't like confrontation. You don't know how to deal with confrontation. You don't know how to really stand in when someone's telling you you need to do better. Understanding things that are happening for the betterment of you and not the detriment, will change your life. This is going to be an incredible time for us to really just stand in the truth of who we are, where we are, and what it is that we require when it comes to elevation, when it comes to commitments, when it comes to being a better individual as a whole. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into our daily devotion. We're going to read it. I'm going to read it and at the end give a journal prompt. Remember, if you have the book, please follow along in the book. If not, you can follow along with me. I will definitely give you the journal prompt at the end and you'll be able to write it out and meditate on it, pray over it, and see where it is that you're being asked to step outside of and review the pieces of you that are out of alignment with where God has you going. So let's go ahead and get into our prayer and then we'll get into the daily devotion for day 16. God, thank you so very much for unity. I thank you so very much for clarity, for allowing us to be competent, but most importantly, for us to desire more than complacency. Thank you so much for the push that you're giving us and the things that you're instilling in us to become better, to become whole, but also to make those whole that are around us. Understanding the importance and the significance of connected roots. Understand the importance and significance of being and remaining steadfast along the journey, despite what it may look like, despite what it may feel like, despite what things may appear to be to others, allowing ourselves to stand in our truths and not just go with what is popular, not what is being pushed or forced upon us. Understanding we have our own mind, our own heart, our own spirit, and our own thoughts, and the unification of that within ourselves connects us with the tribe of the people that we are supposed to be connected with. God, thank you for assignment. Thank you for being our anchor, and thank you for allowing us to be positioned right where we're needing to be in order for us to reach the level of prosperity that you have for us. I thank you for watching over us, blessing us, covering us, keeping us safe, out of harm's way. Most importantly, I thank you for your covering, your protection, and aligning us with where it is we're needing to be so that you can continue to direct our paths. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. In your name, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and the praise. Amen. So again, we're reading from 100 Days of Believing Bigger Devotional Journal by Marshawn Evans Daniels. And we are on day 16. And I am going to start. Uh-oh, here we go. I love how when I open it up, it just confirms what I'm speaking about. Okay. The title of it is Leaving Your Comfort Zone. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. Romans 8:30. Purpose is not supposed to be an ever seeking, never finding, elusive, impossible to grasp type of thing. God wants you to understand your purpose. Everything you've encountered, even the awful things, have been part of your journey. It's easy to feel as if our imperfections disqualify us from being used by God in a mighty way. But let's not forget that Jesus hand-selected everyday people to be his disciples. His mother Mary was incredibly young and must have felt unqualified for a task as massive as raising the Messiah. And then there was John the Baptist, who lived like a hippie in the woods, but was the only one heaven anointed to baptize others and make a way for Jesus. God doesn't use the same faulty, fickle standards of the world. He's not looking for your accomplishments. He's looking for your availability. However, entering a higher level of purpose with God will require a radical mind shift. The inner beliefs that got you where you are won't get you into your promised land. It's time to leave your comfort zone to access your glory zone. Lord, help me to be kind to myself and to find joy and purpose in my imperfections. You've recruited me because I'm worthy. Mature me, focus me, and equip me with the mindset needed to bring your glory. Amen. The journal prompt is, where do you feel God leading you next? How is insecurity or feeling unqualified getting in the way of you accepting your calling? I love this so very much. I am so excited about this particular journey and everything that is literally unfolding before our eyes. And I hope you guys see the value in the incredible uniqueness of this as well. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so very much for your support. And I am so grateful that we are all on this journey together. Until our next episode, please be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Bye.